Hello and welcome to episode 18 of What's Dis Podcast. I'm your host, Jillian, and with me is...
As always, Matt.
And together we are going to go...
Back in time.
Yeah, back in time like we always do. So this week, on this edition of our 18th birthday, is it our birthday? I guess not, because...
We're legal.
Yeah, it wasn't 18 years ago today that we started this podcast.
This is no one's birthday. This day doesn't have any significance
Happy
to anybody.
Bird Day.
Anywhere.
But we are legal now.
Yes.
We're actually a legal podcast as of today.
After 18, we can smoke cigarettes and we can vote.
Buy lottery tickets.
And buy lottery tickets.
We can't rent a car yet, though.
No drinking.
No drinking.
How old do you have to be to rent a car?
I thought it was 26, but that's a really weird
I think
number.
That's just to get like...
Insurance.
Yeah, like a reasonable price
on it.
I wonder
how low you can go. How low can you go?
Yeah, that's the Limbo song.
We've rented a car once.
Twice.
No.
Two times.
No, in Florida, and that's it.
I know. I.
Yeah, why'd you say twice?
Because I thought we rented a car twice in Florida. No, yeah, I am right. We did do it twice. We did once in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Vegas. Yeah. Forgot about Vegas.
Boom. Once in a while, I can be right.
Yeah. I don't remember Vegas that much, so...
I just have to, like, I have to stand up for myself.
Stand up. Oh, that's stand out. You have to watch Goofy Movie. You've never seen it, right?
No.
Was that a no or a net?
Nah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, we have to watch that. I don't know if we have to see the sequel, but we definitely have to see the original. Well, I've seen it, but.
Why?
Why haven't you watched it?
I don't know, like, the big thing. Growing up, I didn't really watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Didn't watch a lot of anything.
That's why we have to like go through the whole Disney list pretty much.
In my house, we didn't have any. We had channels 3, 4, 5, and 7.
I mean, that's what I had in my grandmother's house too, and I watched PBS all the time.
We had the old clicky television where it didn't have a remote. You had to go up.
Yeah, that's what she had too. With the antennas.
Up until I was about 19.
Oh, no, that's not right. You're lying.
No, I'm just fabricating a story.
That's the same thing.
Okay.
Well, today, the theme of today, I wanted to go back to MGM because we haven't been to MGM in a while. And I wanted to do something American themed because the 4th of July is coming up.
Next week.
Yep. So next week will be our official 4th of July podcast. But this week. This week, we're going to MGM Studios and we're going to do a solely Streets of America episode.
Main Street America. Main Street USA.
No. We're not. We're doing the opposite of that. We're doing Streets of America and MGM Studios.
They basically took the same thing, though, and they said, well, we'll just change the name.
It's a friggin'...
No, I'm not saying that
it's
they're the same
It's not even close to Main Street. It's a back lot of a film.
But Main Street USA would be a street of America.
No, Streets of America is like there's New York, there's San Francisco, there's other types of cities. Yeah. Because you're filming
then it should be
you see
cities.
The subway thing and like the antique shops and the old timey places. That's why it's called Streets of America. Because they're streets in America.
Should be called Cities of America, the way you described it.
No, it's not a whole city. It's just a street. It's a block.
Yeah, but you said San Francisco and...
Yeah, they're based on those cities. Like used guys merchandise. And there's like people yelling out their like windows and there's cars honking and shit. You never noticed that?
Sure, I've noticed that.
No, you didn't. You didn't take in the surroundings.
No, I didn't.
Damn it. That was the greatest thing about it, was that it was like you were in the movies, basically.
At no point did I feel like I was in any movie.
All right. Moving on. So we're doing Streets of America because America has nothing... These shows will have nothing to do with America, probably, but... They were on Streets of America, and therefore we are going to do them all in one sitting because, honestly, they're not that long, and it's just
Except
easier
for the very
this
long
way.
One.
Yeah, the first one we're actually going to start off with is Mulch, Sweat, and Shears, which was a band that performed there. Let's see. They were there 2011 to 2015, and most of their performances were on Streets of America. So I guess that's why they got rid of them in 2015, because that was going down. I think they still perform, I forget what the name of their band was, it's like Lawn something or other. But they do perform together. They're just not obviously in Disney World anymore. I never got to see them perform in Disney World, so I figured we'd watch it because a lot of people say good things about it. I think they're mostly like a cover band, but like also improv and audience participation and stuff. So we have like a lengthy video of them, and then the other videos will kind of be short because they weren't extremely long shows and they were short-lived for the most part. Hello.
Hello.
Jesus Christ, you're not doing anything.
I thought you were giving the rundown. I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, you can talk back. You don't have to just sit there.
I was listening.
Oh, I see. That's just like everybody else. They don't talk back. They just listen.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is.
Those motherfuckers. So I guess we'll just start with our Mulch, Sweat, and Shears. And I mean, I don't know if we're going to watch the whole thing.
You tell me when to stop it and I'll stop it.
All right.
That's how that works.
I'll try to watch the whole thing. It should be all right.
Okay.
It's going to be a lot of music.
Let's hope the levels are okay.
I burped.
I was going to cut that out, but now I guess I won't.
Nope. You have to tell everybody. Okay, they're coming out of their little... Hi!
The lone cameraman. Somebody's out here to see us.
Random. Nice.
This one guy, no one else is there to watch them come out of their little bin place. And he just called him out on being the lone cameraman watching him.
That's awesome.
He's like, this guy just came out just to see us.
Sir. Are you filming for Rolling Stone? I wonder if he's going to answer. Because they have a magazine. Good.
Are they supposed to know he's coming out? Obviously they are, because he's got his microphone.
Is he like MTV? Is he like backstage or something? What the fuck's going on? Why are they even performing for this one guy?
They gotta perform for everyone.
They have to be on all the time. This is so awkward. He's gonna come right up to that dude.
As big as houses.
There's no one there. Where are they? They must be near where Lights, Motor, Action was.
We're Mulch, Sweat, and Shears.
Hi.
Watch out for the thing. Right. You were gonna hit the.
Oh man.
Oh, that's so funny.
Poor guy. He's probably not even like laughing or talking back. He's just filming them awkwardly because he's creepy.
He's just like, please stop talking to me.
I bet this is Tom Corliss doing this because it's on WDWNT's YouTube.
Don't shout those people out.
I'm not calling him out for being weird.
We just snuck into the park. We're headed this way.
With a microphone.
They're coming down streets
of
America.
We're going there.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do what?
So he's saying all this stuff, and then there's another guy in the back.
He's just like answering, but not really.
He's like one of the Mexicans there sneaking in.
I wish I could see my fountain, the splash fountain.
Is that guy doing a movie about us, our life story?
Pretty sure it's gone. That guy's doing a life
story. For the movies. You haven't noticed with
it's
all
so
the
quiet.
Yeah, what are we doing?
It's like there's no one there.
There never was, really.
Yeah, we are.
There's some people. It doesn't look like they were waiting for them. They looked like they were trying to cross the street and they were in the way.
Don't run over this little girl.
Oh, God. She's like, go away. It's like dark out, too. It's probably that midday where no one is in the parks.
Wait a second. They're playing the music they're going to play in the background.
No, I think they're just playing music to walk down the street with. Honey, I shrunk the kids' playground. Boy.
Let's go right over there by that crosswalk.
Yeah,
where
do
we,
that.
Where we always go.
Oh, that little kiosk is closed.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Do you know what year this was?
No. I'm pretty sure it's recent, though, because it looks recent. Oh, there's people waiting for them, I think. Or just chilling.
Run down the street and
there's lots of people, actually. Public library.
Right there. Thank you.
Library.
That guy has a very generic looking face.
The beard guy?
Yeah. The guy leading the parade.
Yes. There's a lot of them.
That guy looked like Ted Nugent.
Axe, sticks, and what?
The hedge.
Hedge. That's a cute little truck with all the props on it.
I think the hedge is...
there's a chef in the middle. Oh, no, that's not a chef. That's a Chinese guy.
That's just a Chinese man walking lost.
He had a white shirt on.
The hedge is a U2 reference.
The hedge.
Because he's called the Edge.
I shared their page on our page if anybody wants to like their page from our page.
He's very familiar looking.
I know. He looks so... looks like I've seen him before.
Cuddle up.
The closer you get to the show, the better the show gets. So come on over this way and make the show good.
Rake and roll.
So I don't have to work so hard.
That's the hedge right there. He looks like a roadie.
The hedge? Does he have a name tag?
Yeah.
Well, we're a family. We're
who's
a
that?
Band.
That's
Axe. We're landscapers. We are Mulch, Sweat, and Shield.
Rock on. Oh, that guy's getting naked. Oh, he's taking off his shirt.
They're all getting naked.
Why'd they wear those shirts if they were taking off?
Because those were their landscaping shirts. Because they're...
He has a ring on. Oh, shit. He just yelled at that lady's face.
Hey, mommy, you know what? Sometimes they call it yard rock.
Yard rock?
Instead of hard rock, yeah.
Good. My name is Morris Mulch. I'm apparently not cool enough to play in the band or have friends. But I am cool enough to...
dance.
Bang! Manage the band, and the very first thing that I managed to do, I scored us this
manage
sweet gig
band.
Right here at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Make some noise for
yay for Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Yay!
Yay, good job right being a park.
That dude has a six-string bass.
Sound good. Up in
the only reason they stopped there
up
is because the car broke down.
These guys,
I hope they have subwoofers.
I consider them on the cutting edge.
I bet he's a DJ.
Oh, shit. He's going to scratch
speaking
some.
Speaking for myself and not to point fingers, but this guy right here, we consider the cutting edge of rock and roll.
The guy with the carriage?
1980s!
That guy's the mid-1980s?
He looks like he's the mid-1950s.
Yeah, he's kind of old. Yay, clap. I'm going to do it.
I'm not. That's, no, don't do it.
Don't do that. Are we going to jump? Yay.
No one's jumping.
No one is jazzed at all about this. Everyone's just walking by.
That's the hedge. He's playing a six-string bass guitar while singing.
You got it.
Looks a little bit like...
the drum set looks cool. It has a gasoline tank and stuff. I wonder if they play like those... Like, the cymbals on the side there.
I'm sure they use everything.
You think they use the axes? Florida bugs. Oh, it's a thingy.
Yeah, it's just to kill
insect repellent.
Yeah, a pesticide.
Oh. See, there's like a symbol? Symbol.
Yeah, I see it. I don't... It might just be a drum to a...
Yeah, might as well jump. Oh, God, he barely jumped.
Oh.
Woo. Woo.
No, see, it didn't look as good because the cameraman also jumped.
Oh, yeah.
So he...
Because he's been there for like hours waiting for them to come out, and he's like, oh, hey.
So it looked like he didn't even jump at all because they both jumped. Canceled it out.
He's gonna eat.
He's very close.
Oh my god. He's gonna like lick the camera. He's like, this guy's been up our ass all day. I need to lick his camera.
Gross. He looks like one of the bullies from Hocus Pocus.
Ice?
Ice, yeah.
He's a little tall to be ice.
Well, he's older now. He's grown up.
Oh, he grew up, like, taller?
Yes.
Oh, he jumped. Bandscaping. How you like that? You like that pun? Or not really a pun. Landscaping.
They just changed.
Bandscaping.
They just changed the L to a B.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, shit, this guy.
His tuning keys are blue. That's nice.
Oh, does he have a... Oh, I thought he had one of those... one of those things with the stick that you, like, wave around. Like,
a whammy bar?
Yeah, I thought he had that. It's just his... His plug.
Also known as a Tremelo bar.
I don't think he has
Tremelo.
A whammy.
No, he didn't. He didn't have
no
one.
No whammy, no whammy.
I like that show.
This?
No.
No
whammy.
Whammies. What? Isn't that like...
It's a game show.
Yeah, it's not called No Whammy.
No, it isn't.
It's something else.
They know what it's called.
Yeah, it's that, you know, that thing. Morris Mulch. Sweat. And
you're not a part of the band, Morris Mulch.
He held it longer than I did.
He's had more time to practice.
He should have said rake and roll.
Do me a favor. Put your hands in the air.
And wave them.
Like you just don't care.
I'm going to put my hands up.
Are you going to play sticks next?
Is it going to slow down? Yeah!
I don't know why you got so excited for sticks.
I like sticks.
Of all the stick songs they could have played...
Put your
They said, come sail away. Why didn't they play come
Mr. Roboto?
Come sail away with me. Come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail away with me. Come sail away. Looks like Rake and Rao, doesn't it?
It certainly does. Yeah. It's a very strange looking O.
I like that little dance he just did. He's like, dur, 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 dur. Had nothing to do with this song. Oh, God. They're doing jump again.
That's all they know. They just go
oh,
right back.
They get to end on jump.
Wait, that's it?
Woo!
Make some
nice.
Noise for my family.
For his family? Please. Oh, they're brothers, right? Here.
Yeah, they're all one big landscaping Mexican family.
Okay, what do you want to do? I say, rather than just rock them, we rock them with a layer of funk.
Mmm, funky.
Oh, yeah.
I do it now. The bass sounds
once
good.
Once he was a funky singer.
He's going to tell you a story.
I wish they did puns inside the songs. Rake and Roll.
That would be a lot more fun, but it'd probably be hard for them to remember.
But they're doing pretty much the same set every day, more or less like five times a day, I assume.
No,
maybe change it up, but...
They improv a little bit.
That'd be cool if, like...
I'm sure he doesn't sing into every camera he sees.
No, but I mean, like, the same songs. Wouldn't it be cool, though, if, like, your dream was to play with your friends in a band and then you also got to play at Disney? Like, there's a bunch of bands that have done that. It's just... It's like the dream job.
I can think of two.
Off Kilter.
And this one.
And Mo Rockin'.
Okay, I'm unfamiliar with them. Oh, he does it too.
The Jammeters are still at Epcot.
Oh, he didn't like it. He said, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah, no. I can't do that.
Don't get in my face again.
Yeah, this is professional shit.
This is where I was walking.
He's probably the one right in their fucking faces, and the rest of the people are like backed up for enough room.
Yeah, they're probably like, excuse me, could you please back up a little bit?
Play the funky music till you die.
Growing up, I thought it was play that fucking music because my father says fuck a lot.
Oh. The boy in Whatever It Takes plays this on accordion. It's really good. I was talking about Whatever It Takes yesterday because that's where I met Aaron Paul and James Franco.
Well, you didn't meet them.
That's where I was introduced by them.
To them.
To them. Not by them.
Play the funky music. Play the funky music.
Got to keep on playing funky music.
I wonder what they're going to mash this song up with.
What is that guy doing in the trunk or the front of the car?
He's playing keyboards up there, and I think that gentleman is...
jumping the car?
He's trying to get the car
started. I just feel like took out wrenches and started like taking shit out and stuff.
He might do
just
that.
Just starts working on the car. I think it's like, how would it run though if he was like, if he had a...
I don't think there are turntables in there.
I don't think it's a real truck. I think it's like electric or something. He's definitely like playing music in there. He's like, I don't know if he's adjusting the levels or something.
He's not doing anything. They'd be filming
he's
him.
Stuff.
They'd be filming him if he was doing something.
No, he's not playing anything, but he's definitely like backgrounding. Play another song. Oh, is this a different song?
Playing a six-string bass is...
It sounds good.
Take some skill.
It sounds really good. To be myself. Ah, look at this guy. He's not fucking entertained at all.
The guy dancing is hilarious.
There's one guy dancing.
And it was awful.
And he's great. He's the typical white dad. So funky. Oh, that guy's flames on his cowboy hat. Isn't that hot?
I like the piano's hat.
And this guy's hat.
This
like
guy's got a Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. He probably just got it at like an Indiana Jones shop. They all have different hats. This guy has like a weird Florida sun hat.
Yeah.
The keyboardist has the...
it's like a fedora.
Like a camouflage fedora, and the other guy's
a
baseball hat
bit, yeah.
Camouflage.
It's retro now. Did you write it?
Yeah, he wrote it.
Bow.
That was a Vanilla Ice.
Oh, man.
You can
use it.
Yes, Queen. Yeah. Oh, I like that guy.
Is that guy? That guy used to be an NSYNC.
it's AJ.
Yeah. Oh no, that's Backstreet Boys, right?
Oh shit, you're right.
My bad.
He doesn't look like anyone in NSYNC.
I don't know what they are.
Another one bites the dust.
Sing it, guys.
It's ballsy singing a Queen song. And another one gone.
It's the keyboardist, too. It's not the bassist.
Another one bites the dust. Oh, yeah. Is there more of this? It's a little bit more, dude.
Yeah, what else?
There's a little bit more, dude.
Oh, is he going to go high? Oh, it's the drummer.
He sang in the first song.
Don't like him.
Oh, my God. You know who he reminds me of?
Tell him Steve. Get him Steve.
No.
He looks like
I'm going to Army Mother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He does look like him because of the hat. It's a dust.
Jesus, that's a long street.
Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
We are well on our way to bringing their rock and roll dreams come true.
Hey.
Mine have already come true. You can stop.
Nice.
Yeah, you guys make some noise.
Make some noise.
Hey.
Ooh,
yay. I mean, honestly, who's ever dreamed of making their rock and roll dreams come true, huh?
Me. Big time.
The hell was that noise?
Right, oh, this lady. This fucking lady.
You're at Disney. This is the place that dreams come true.
Oh, she has a fanny pack on.
That's the belt of the gods.
We're gonna make your dream come true. It's our birthday.
I'd rock a fanny pack. Hell yeah.
What's your name?
Not that one though.
I'm not gonna remember it anyway. I'm gonna sing something. You're gonna sing it back to me, okay?
Yeesh.
You don't have to worry about sounding good.
That's true.
I don't. And besides, these people here, they're gonna help you out, right, everybody?
Sure.
No, thank you.
Before we help her out, help yourselves out, and move to this vacant space of real estate.
Yeah,
here.
Move next to Tom Corliss.
Everybody move like 5 feet over that way.
He doesn't smell too bad.
Someone's coming through.
Awesome.
Nice.
Are you ready?
I wonder what the hell's going on over there.
Here we go.
Maybe fire.
Hey.
Oof.
What you got to say?
All right, lady, take it easy.
She kept pulling up the mic closer.
All right, lady, stupid.
Wow.
Nope.
Sit down. Close.
You suck.
Take a bow.
What a bitch.
Yeah. Take as many bows as you like. It's all you get free here at Disney. You are done.
Why don't you be humble for once in your life?
She was. She thought she was the greatest singer of all time.
That's not humble.
Yeah. Oh, well, not humble. Opposite.
Hey, watch me flip that last one. Watch retro.
Hey, I know this one.
Is he gonna do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he gotta do it.
Yeah. Hip hop, hip hop, and you don't stop the boogie, the bang bang boogie, the boogie, the boogie, the beat.
Just throw your hands up in the air. Party harder like you just don't care.
Party harder.
Oh, that guy's filming too.
Yeah.
Oh, first time at Disney.
Oh, first timer.
Idiot.
I don't think I've ever listened to this song this far in. Oh, God. Oh, God. This is so intimidating. Got in his face. Aw, I wish they were still there. This would be fun to just sit and listen to.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd harass you if you were sitting down, though.
No, those people are sitting down. They haven't talked to them once.
Another one bites the dust.
That wasn't bad.
What is he? Looks like something. Not this gentleman, but the mulch man there.
Edge.
Morris.
Oh. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys sound good.
Yay.
Should we keep it going?
I keep thinking that the guy with the cowboy hat looks like Shawn Michaels just because he has a cowboy hat and he's short.
Hey, you know what?
The only difference, the only similarities,
flames.
Yeah.
All of
I don't think he looks anything like Shawn Michaels.
He doesn't, but he has a cowboy hat on. You only have
one. Well, who is this guy? He looks just like someone. That's right. That's how it works. They'll do it. I like that he's... I wish he wasn't wearing that red shirt. 1, 2, 3 He'd just be wearing all white.
What's this? Take this guy out up here. Check him out. Check him out. Check him out. Check him out. Buzz?
Fuzz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Buzz.
Okay, I'll, whatever.
Fuzz wouldn't make any sense.
Maybe he's fuzzy.
Buzz, you like buzz the clippings and stuff. Nice. Oh, he's sweating. Oh, yeah. He's so, so superstitious. Yeah. Guy has a lot of cymbals for the drum set.
He's playing an electric drum kit,
is
too.
He?
Yeah.
Oh. That's why it doesn't look weird. It's weird because, like, all these kids probably don't know these songs because they're kids.
Yeah, that guy looks like... This guy looks like the guy from Metallica.
The cowboy hat guy?
Yeah.
Pardon you. Feedback. Oh, they call them sticks. That's not really anything to do with lawn mowing.
You have to clear the sticks before you mow the grass.
Sticks, I guess, yeah. Mulch. Wow. I wish he did have a whammy bar.
I wish he didn't dance like that.
He's not dancing. Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
I like dancing like
shaking
that.
The whole thing.
Doom, boom, boom. Doom, boom, boom.
Look at the plant. It's going to fall over.
I want to dance like that. Yo. They're not playing like any crowd pleasers.
No one has to keep time because he just tells... He just gives everyone their cue. Yo.
I don't think... Yeah. They all have ear things in, too.
Those are just monitors. So you can
hear
how you sound.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they could hear everybody.
Well, yeah, but...
Woo! Yeah! Ooh! That drum set doesn't have as good of an effect as a real one.
Yeah, but he's doing some nice twirls with the drumsticks while he's playing.
He's very twirly.
This is the ending?
Woo! Is it? Oh, shit. That was fast. 1, 2, 3, go! Boom!
Didn't look like we jumped.
Hell yeah.
No way you're all related.
It's a sham. You know what? If you had a great time, let me hear you say yeah. Yeah. Let me hear you say oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You can buy our album.
Let me hear you
say,
where can I get your CD? Where can I get your CD?
At the merch stand.
Conveniently located right over here at Used Guys Merchandise. You can find our CD called Los Lawn
Boys. Wonder if they still sell
Boys.
It there.
Available right there.
Los Lawn Boys, that's what they're called now.
Now
L-O-N,
let's
I think.
Hear from my family.
Like the Los Lonely Boys?
Boys. Yeah. We're landscapers. Or maybe it is Los Lawn. Mulch, sweat, and shears.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
Let's see. I wish I'd look up their tour and see if they're showing up anywhere.
Join us at 8 o'clock, right in front of the big blue hat. We're gonna sneak into the park.
Oh shit!
Just coming right through the park.
Right at Fantasmic time.
8 o'clock. Be over there or do something else.
Good idea.
Plenty to do.
Oh yeah. Bye bye.
There certainly is.
He's gonna follow them back. Oh my god! Imagine how creepy that's gonna be. Bye bye. Clear. Take off. Wow, they packed up already? Holy shit.
They just
fast.
Had to put it, hang it up, and it takes it away.
Oh, man.
Bow, bow. I'm pretty sure they had wireless connectors.
Yeah, I think they did. Oh my god, he's seriously going to follow them out.
Going to be a while.
Oh my god. 10-12.
Just wait. Yeah. Hey, I was thinking, you know what we need?
Oh my guy's right up his ass. This is so awkward.
A guy awkwardly following us
yes.
on camera.
Yes! Call him out!
Wow! Oh, no, dude, I ordered that.
Nice.
Oh, nice
oh
work
my
on
god.
That. I got him on Amazon.
So weird.
Very cool. Pay for him.
Yeah, we'll see the documentary soon. We'll get the final edit before we put it out.
I wonder if they ever watched this
video. Right? Yes, and care of Monk Sweat Shears.
I really hope they did.
They didn't even give him a CD or anything. They're just like, get the fuck away.
MGM.
Studios.
Oh. Was it even MGM at that point? I think he said Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios.
He said MGM.
You got it.
Nice work.
Hi, YouTube.
Hi.
Make sure you tag me on Facebook.
Hope you know her.
Hi.
Hey. I wonder if they were ever tagged. I doubt
it. Where are we going?
I love you.
I blacked out for a second.
Hi.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
Whether you like it or not.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Does she know how to work that thing?
Yeah, I kind of want them to just walk around the park and do this.
Right on the
not just perform.
Just harass
yeah,
people.
Yeah, just harass people and like, heckle them.
Wow. I saw a family that looked just like you guys around the corner.
Oh, the typical Disney family. Beep, bow, bow.
What are you looking for, sir? Are you lost?
Oh, my God.
You sure?
Okay. You know that's a map of Epcot, right? Okay, good.
Are you Jerry Seinfeld's father?
Could be Jerry Seinfeld's father.
Is that...
What the
what
hell?
Was his name? Was it George?
No.
You looked a lot like him.
He looks a lot like.
Well, so now we know
I
who's filming.
What his name was on the show? Was it George or Stanley? We'll see you at the front of the park, George.
See you later.
8 o'clock.
Was it George? Stanley Seinfeld.
Stanley Seinfeld.
Stanley George.
Stanley George.
Oh, it wasn't George? Because George,
yeah, George is George.
George right. is George.
Carl, understand?
Oh, yeah.
Carl.
Oh, just throw that. Just throw that open. I'm not getting written up for that.
Mm-hmm.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go home. He's so...
Thanks for coming to see the show.
You're one fat Power Ranger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Blue top tower of war. Yeah.
You're one fat Power Ranger?
Why did he call him a fat Power Ranger?
He was talking to someone behind the thing.
Oh. I thought he was calling the video guy that powered. That was hilarious. I like people who heckle people. Like the Streetmosphere at Hollywood Studios, too. They do that.
That was better than I thought it was going to be.
That was fun. I liked that. I wish they were there still.
I don't think the other ones will be as good, though.
Who?
These videos? Yeah.
I don't know. All right, so next we're moving on to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Are you excited?
I love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I don't think I ever watched the show or anything. I've seen one movie.
The first one.
Yeah. I don't know if I saw two. I think I did. We did watch two.
Secret of the Ooze?
Maybe not then. I thought we watched two of them.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1.
I think we saw the second one also.
Was Secret of the Ooze number 2?
I don't know.
That's the one with Bebop and Rocksteady?
Then we did see
Was that number 2 or was it number 3?
I don't know. We might have watched them out of order.
One of them, the first one has Casey Jones in it.
Yeah.
Who's one of my faves.
Yeah.
April O'Neil.
Yeah. We have to watch all of them. There's 4 of them, right? And then the new ones.
We don't have to watch the
we
new ones.
We watched the new one, the first
one. We did
one.
See the new one with...
in the theater.
What was that name? Johnny Knoxville there?
What?
Johnny Knoxville was the voice
of you're right.
Leonardo.
Yeah. Anyways, so we're going to watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show. It was in MGM, 1990 to 1995. They had a meet and greet, which I don't know if they'll show here.
I got to meet and greet with the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, they had a meet and greet. They would go do a stage show real quick, and then they'd hop on their truck. I guess you could, like,
skateboards.
No, they rode in the truck, like, remember April's van or whatever?
Yeah.
You got to be able to ride in that once in a while, too, which is really cool.
Is there pizza?
We'll find out. We're going to watch it. Right.
I hope there's pizza.
Right now. This is from 91.
Confucius say, never pay for late pizza.
I love pizza. So does Michelangelo.
Mikey.
I'm more of a Donatello.
I'm a Raphael.
Raphael.
Because I got that anger.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Here comes the band.
Heroes in a half shell.
Ooh, it looks so cool. Oh, look, they're so cute.
They don't look anything like the movie ones.
Oh, shit, their heads are huge.
Bow, bow.
Excellent.
Bow, bow. Excellent.
Party time. Oh, my God, they're so awkward looking. One's walking so weirdly. He's like not moving his arm.
That's Donatello.
Yeah, I think it was Raphael that was walking weird.
No, Raphael's swinging his size already.
Here they are, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
This dude's way too happy to be Raph.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I like when I like Donatello as a stick.
Little intro on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, look, they're dancing.
They all used to wear red.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And they used to be much, much more violent.
Oh, they're cute when they're dancing. Oh, shit. He's doing the shopping cart.
That's not Donatello's the shopping cart, is it? Raph was
Leonardo.
Doing
April sounds like a guy.
Don't need you, April. Go away.
She sounds like a guy. Oh. How many packs a day does she smoke? Ninja Turtles.
She just doesn't sound very good. I don't know.
I don't think she's singing, but it still sounds bad. Party time.
Cool but crude. That's me.
Why do they say that Donatello does machines?
He's into machines.
He fucks them.
No, he's the smart one.
He does them though? What does he mean? He does them.
Like that's what he's
he does them.
Good at.
I do the machine.
He should be a mechanist.
Ah. Oh man, imagine if they fell, that'd be so funny. They'd never get up.
Spin that a little faster, please. Come on. At least pretend like you have some skills.
It's weird that they're always smiling. Jim Henson made these, right? Yeah, I think so, right?
No. He didn't.
He didn't make the
Ninja Turtles. It was Eastman.
Eastman?
Yeah.
Who's that?
He's the guy who created them. They were a comic book originally.
They made, like, the costuming. She sounds like she has lung cancer.
She sounds like she...
They're doing a lot of ninja moves. Oh my god!
Come on,
Donatello did a split!
April O'Neil and our heroes in a half shell.
Yay.
Leonardo!
Hey!
Raphael! Donatello!
Oh, he did a Michael Jackson
And Michelangelo,
stance.
Are you ordering pizza again?
Yeah, dude.
April, get him off the phone. And now, let's hear it for April O'Neil with Mr. Party.
I thought he was going to hit her in the ass.
Michelangelo.
I'm surprised he didn't.
Come on down, you two, and see all your friends. Ass.
Only one can meet at a time.
Really? No, I bet they met as a group. This is them leaving, I think. Unless they meet at their van.
That
oh my god, he's so... Oh, I'd be scared if he came up to me.
That show
Oh my god,
sucked.
His eyes are so scary. I liked it. That was cute. They just do a little cute little show before they go meet and greet. I think that's awesome. Wouldn't you like it if, like, Stitch did a show before his meet and greet?
No.
It's like, well... I don't think anyone does that, actually.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Now that I think of it, I don't think they do.
Did Ace Ventura do a meet and greet and a show?
I think he did meet after the show, yeah. I know, we missed out on all this shit.
They've all gone...
I mean, Roger Rabbit used to be at MGM, and he's not there anymore. He's not anywhere in Disney World.
It's almost like they had nothing to do with him.
And I saw a little clip of, like, where Backlot Express, or not Backlot Express, that other studio's catering place that we used to go to eat, there was, like... Before we went there was like a huge Acme like prop place with like Jessica Rabbit and Roger Rabbit and all the props that used to be there. And
the
like,
ABC commissary?
No. Studios catering.
I don't remember
were
that
you
place.
Listening to anything I said yeah, or yeah, were you fixated on ABC commissary?
I don't remember that place.
It was where we got drinks one time.
Oh, during the Star Wars?
Actually, we ate there too with Carolyn and Travis. But it's gone. It's where my splash fountain was, and that's gone too. And no one knows where it is. I'm sure it's just fucking in a closet somewhere.
Most likely.
All torn apart for Star Wars. Anyways, so next we're looking at Ace Ventura Pet Detective Live in Action, which was 1995 to 1996. And it's just a little show on Streets of America also.
I never really liked Ace Ventura.
No. Oh, you know what? We didn't watch the, we'll do that after, I guess. We watched the Dick Tracy one.
In just a second, Mr. Ace Ventura will be stepping out of that office, which he recently opened here on our New York street. And he's graciously agreed to take some time out of his busy schedule to talk to us today about his career and what it's like
which
being
I haven't
the
seen.
World's most famous pet detective. Do we have any Ace Ventura
the first
fans
one?
Out there today?
It's like an abomination. I haven't seen any of these. I don't remember them, at least. I might have seen the first one, but I don't remember it. Alrighty then. I say that all the time, too. I quote it all the time, and I have no... I don't think I've ever seen the movie. I noticed that the other day. Remember, I said something else that I was like, what's that? And you're like, it's Ace Ventura. I was like, really? He has a slide coming out of his office.
Ace, that's your cue.
Come on, Ace. Let's go.
Oh, shh. Don't say that. The dog's in
here. Oh, yeah. Our dog's named Ace.
Not the same Ace, but...
Yeah, different.
Imagine if he talked out of his butt. Oh my god, he's on the ceiling.
He does.
There he is!
I mean, he's on the roof, not the ceiling. He's dancing on the ceiling.
He's like Spider-Man.
He's like a Lionel Richie. Oh shit, he's scaling the building! Holy shit!
How else was he gonna get down?
He's trapped in. Oh my god.
Nope, he was a little bit.
He is. That scared me so much. He knows that Owen, for Owen Hart died that way, right?
No.
Yeah, huh?
Very different.
It's close.
He wasn't scaling. He was...
I know. He was coming in from a fucking arena.
He was on a rope, and he was...
But Sting
was,
did that, too. He didn't die.
Shawn Michaels did it a lot, too, and he didn't die.
Ventura,
so he, like, he shakes people's hands and then, like, pretends it's glued.
All right, what we're going to do here is get you turned.
Like I said, I didn't like Ace Ventura.
Oh, I love Jim Carrey.
I don't like Jim Carrey.
That doesn't sound like I love Jim Carrey. Cable Guy's the best.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
He's just yelling.
Of course it is.
Alrighty then.
Hiya, people.
Hi, Ace.
Woohoo.
Ace. I need that.
Oh. Why isn't he mic'd?
Let's do everything your way.
All right, well,
this guy loves it.
This one guy is laughing. What a big fan I am, and what a real honor it is to meet you.
Spank you.
Spank you.
Thank you very much.
Should have kept those sunglasses on.
This is definitely my kind of humor. I need to watch this movie.
Ace, we're all very interested in hearing about the making of your latest movie. When names are called.
It's supposed to be like an interview.
So it was number two.
Oh, yeah, Pet Detective. That's what I said.
Pet Detective. Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls. Was the second one.
Oh. It says Pet Detective.
That's the one where he's birthed out of a rhino.
Could you give us some of your impressions of Africa?
What?
Sure. What? What? Yeah.
This is weird. Oh, God. He's like humping again.
That kind of impression.
Oh.
You understand.
Gotcha.
I didn't.
I don't get it. What does he want from him? Oh. Like George of the Jungle.
Tarzan.
George of the Jungle. Watch out for that tree. Have you ever seen that movie?
All right. Look,
what?
With Brendan Fraser.
Fans have some questions they'd like me to ask you. So what we're going to do is...
No!
What?
No!
No!
Look! Oh, shit! Cut your
ass! Did he say, oh, shit? What is that?
He said, shoot.
Is that
looks like a spider. Told you it was a spider.
It's huge.
This
is definitely Pet Detective because it's
pets. This rare spider was reported missing from the
Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, was the sequel.
Similar.
Stay put, you on
the show was still called Pet.
I'm coming to get you.
But hang on, Ace. We're in the
middle. It's so creepy.
If I'm back in 5 minutes, it just way longer.
Oh, I like when he does that, when he goes like...
Does this all
swing? Yeah, swing thing. Back up. Oh god. He's swinging. Oh god. Oh my god, what if he didn't make it?
He would have tried again.
That would have been funnier. He's swinging again. Oh, I do that all the time too.
That's not what he did.
Oh, he talked out his butt. I'm gonna like this movie. Oh, he's going down the slide.
That's the opposite direction of where you should be going.
Yeah, why is he going this way to get the spider? Oh, he has to go to his office? That was the longest friggin' way to go. What the hell?
What are you doing?
He went to the bathroom.
When nature calls, you know?
Yep. And I let out some doves. Whoa, that was real animal. Those are real birds. Do not go in.
What a dream of it. All right, look. Ace, hello.
Hello.
Excuse me, come on in. Oh, my goodness.
He's climbing up this fire escape. I think I've seen this movie because I remember all these things.
All right, look, Ace, I need to advise you not to go up there. We don't want a lawsuit. Can you please come down?
Why didn't they mic him?
Because he's supposed to be loud enough.
He's not. Oh, God, he's going really high up.
Loser?
Loser?
That's right, Spider. Yep. I know Tetris, man. I'm
He just looks at someone and says, loser. That's funny. Oh, God, he's going higher. I'm going to throw up.
All the way to the top.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. He's not strapped in. I'm very scared.
He's on a ladder. He'll be fine.
Oh, my God. They would never allow this now. There's so much liability with him. I think I'd probably get... Oh, God, he's ziplining. Oh, my God.
He's just holding himself up, too.
He has to be. He was, yeah. Thank God he was strapped in.
Just barely.
Jesus Christ. Does he get paid fucking $5 an hour to do this?
Yep. But it's fun.
He's still unstrapped now and he's on the roof.
He's gonna jump.
I'm gonna like freak out. Oh my God, he's bending over. Oh,
jump.
Oh my God. He's so high up. Oh Jesus. Oh God. Oh my God, please be careful.
Nothing's going to happen.
I'm so scared. I'm sweating.
Is he okay? I think I got engaged.
Got engaged?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
See it?
Kill Spider.
Yeah.
Ah! All right, Spider. Now you look. Come here. Go. Oh, where'd it go? Hey, Robbie.
Oh, my God. Please be careful. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's on his back.
Oh, no.
Oh, he is strapped in. Oh, thank God.
Where?
Yeah, he's strapped in.
It's on your back!
It's on your back! Oh, it's gone now. Is it in his pants? Ah! It's going up his leg! Get it! Ew. How are they doing that? I think it was on a pole or something?
A stick?
I don't know.
Jump!
Oh my God, don't jump.
Do it!
Please, I'm scared.
Hey,
how's he gonna get down?
How do you rescue that extremely rare spider? How about a wimbo-wet,
a wimbo-wet, a wimbo-wet. Please don't jump. I'm gonna throw up. Just say right. Alrighty then.
Jump.
He's gonna take a string down. Oh God.
Jump.
He's gonna take the stairs.
Yeah, because he just threw the entire rope off.
Tip your waitresses.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this show, but it's made me scared. What the hell is that?
Just falling through the building? That's pollution.
What the hell was that? Birds? What the hell went in the air? Was it smoke?
Glass particles.
You can go to his office and meet him. Oh, that lady looks familiar.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Pissed.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on your pets. This has been your host, Robbie, saying so long for now.
Hi, Robbie, idiot.
Bye, Robbie.
Smell you later. Alrighty then.
Thank you.
I like that show a lot. That was fun.
Good. Which one are we doing next?
Did you like that?
Yeah. You said something about Dick Tracy. You didn't
send
it to me.
Yeah, I did. Is it the backlot?
Is it this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the one we're doing next?
Yeah, because that's the oldest one. I meant to do that first, but we didn't. You're not going to discuss Ace Ventura. That's it.
I just wanted to get. Yeah. Well, I don't like Ace Ventura.
Why? I like that. I mean, it's potty humor too, but I like.
I'm not a big fan of Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey.
I don't Cable Guy's like the greatest.
Movie. I don't think he's that funny.
Oh man, Liar Liar is pretty funny too.
Never a big fan of that one.
I don't know what other movies he's really done. I've never seen The Truman Show.
The Mask.
Oh, I love The Mask. That was like my favorite movie growing up.
That's when Cameron Diaz was hot.
Yeah, and like her boobs got like jump, like they would jump up and down.
Sure.
I like that movie. I want to watch that again too. But I guess I have to watch Ace Ventura first, all of them. Except for, I think there's one that's not Jim Carrey, right?
There's just two with Jim Carrey that you have to watch.
Why is there a third one with Jim Carrey I don't have to watch?
I don't know. You're the one who said there was a third one.
I thought there was four.
You think there are four of every movie?
I think there's four Ace Venturas. There's not just two.
We'll have to look it up, but I don't know. This is not something I know about.
All right. You hate Jim Carrey.
I know about one, and I know about two.
All right. Well, we're just going to watch a quick clip. This is what we didn't see when we did the Backlot tour, our first episode. And it's just like, maybe like 10 minutes or so, maybe less.
It's a Dick Tracy show?
It's a Dick Tracy. I think he like does a little performance as the Backlot tour goes down Streets of America, which I don't even think we saw any of in our videos. So we actually might do Backlot tour over again and with a better video because we didn't get to see as much as I'd like to.
We'll do. It'll be like it'll be a 0.5 episode or something.
Yeah. Like it changed so often too that like no matter how many versions you watch, you're probably seeing a lot of different stuff each time. So like this one, I was breezing through this video and it had like a actual airplane and like the set inside the airplane where you would film. So I like that. It's cool.
Oh, that's cool.
But there's like different costumes and stuff on display. So we're just going to watch like the first little clip of, it's called Dick Tracy Crime Stoppers. And I don't have the years it was. It was in the early 90s, I believe, maybe even earlier.
Detective Tracy.
Yes, Detective Dick Tracy here. All right.
The theater to your left. Now that looks like
that's a nice looking car.
So we're on Backlot tour. We're going past the theater on Streets of America. Dick Tracy, Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty.
Beatty?
Yep. Madonna was in that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Madonna. I've never seen Dick Tracy. We should watch this. Have you seen it?
I don't think I did because I think when I came out, it was...
It's 1990, I think it came out.
My mother considered it too violent.
Yeah, we were babies.
He was thinking about joining his buddies after work for a nice, tall, cold one.
A nice, cold one?
A nice, tall,
cold one. Oh, shit. Police. Police.
Police.
Oh, someone's robbing someone.
Looks like the Mask.
It looks like the Joker.
Bad luck stuck to him like gum on your
shoe. He got stuck.
Fingers was too busy picking up the goods to notice Officer Maloney getting a drop on
her. Oh, shit. Maloney, she's going to catch him.
Didn't even shoot him. You just said freeze, mister. And
he's shooting a calf gun in the air. Oh my god, is he gonna shoot?
It's Tommy gun. It's just a cap gun.
Don't do it.
You asked why.
I did. He's running. Oh, shit. Did the cop get him?
This was based on a comic strip.
Yeah. I think Universal has... Don't they have Dick Tracy stuff?
They do.
Tune in again next time for another exciting adventure.
It wasn't even 10 minutes.
No, I thought it was longer. Maybe it's different ones. Oh, here
yeah, there better be another one. Where Dick wasn't
alternate
even
show.
There.
Crime Stopper, there.
It was a hot summer day. The kind of a day when your shoes melted in the field.
It's the same thing he just said, right?
Yeah.
But he wasn't thinking of the heat when four eyes knew when he stood there in the corner.
What's he doing?
He was one of the boy.
Looks like he's petting a baby.
It does. Oh, maybe he stole something and he's like... Four Eyes?
Yeah, they all have weird names like that.
Oh, yeah.
They're gangsters, you see?
I wish I could hear it more. Four Eyes didn't care.
was clear he was up to no good.
Up to no good.
About that time, Officer Sweet stepped out of the station. He was headed for his squad car to begin his patrol. Immediately, he noticed Four Eyes lingering by the hood and called for him to halt.
Oh, he's putting a, he's putting a bomb on there.
Four Eyes, that's his 38.
Oh, shit, it's going to blow up.
Officer Sweetie, he was service
Squiggy?
Fired back.
Oh, yeah.
Realizing his time was short, Four Eyes makes a break.
I want to shoot someone with a cap gun. I want this job.
That's my whole childhood.
This looks fun. Streets of America looked nicer back then with all the colors.
I think this section is specifically meant to look like Dick Grayson.
Yeah, it looks very comic booky.
Comic strip.
Comic strippy. Oh, your car's on fire!
Oh, no!
Oh, shit! This is definitely the better show of the two.
Fire!
Oh. Shit.
You didn't even show him apprehend the suspect.
Crime Stopper.
I guess you could.
I love when shit goes on fire. Alright, that's it.
That's it?
Yep. Well, there's two of them. I mean, I'm sure not all of them are on tape, but it's probably different renditions of it, which is a nice little feature. You know, you just stop for a bit, watch that. It's like you're in a comic strip.
I expected to see Dick.
It looked very, like, merchandise E. I've never seen Dick Tracy, so I wouldn't
hands
know.
Off the merchandise.
Yeah. That was cool. He had, like, cap guns. They don't have those anymore, and the friggin' car blew up, and it was on fire. That was cool.
We didn't see it blow up because the cameraman sucked.
I know. The idea of it, I like. I like it a lot. And they come up to the car and stuff, so that's pretty cool.
Jim Carrey there, Dumb and Dumber.
I like those costumes, too.
Yeah, they like dressed much better back then.
Yeah. They looked, and everything was like painted all different pastel colors and stuff. It was, looked very different. I don't know if that part was even there when we went. I don't think.
I don't remember seeing that part.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything like that.
Although it probably wouldn't have looked the same even if it.
Yeah, that's true. They probably would have colored over it by now. That was cool. All right, so moving on.
Moving on.
The last thing we have is Goosebumps Horrorland Fright Show. This is going to be a long one, I think.
I really like the Goosebumps books.
I loved Goosebumps. I think I read every single book of Goosebumps.
Like, I just like to read the covers.
I know, the covers were amazing. They were like those bumpy ones. They were like 3D. They weren't just like paper. They were like...
Thought that was Braille, but I was wrong.
Yeah.
No, they had the picture, mm-hmm. and then they had a little sentence or two.
Yeah.
And that's all I really wanted to read.
Like, I remember like a ventriloquist dummy one and
there was one called The Barking Ghost. That was one of my favorites.
So there used to be a PC game for Goosebumps, and I had it. And you kind of go through like a, I think it was kind of like this. It was like a Frightland amusement park type thing.
Was it like a choose your own adventure?
Yeah. And you kind of went wherever you did. So I followed these two kids and I ended up in like this barn with hay in it. And something happened and all the hay turned on fire and I couldn't leave.
And you died.
I didn't die. I was stuck in this room. I had to keep turning around, around, around. There's just fire all four walls of me, and I couldn't go anywhere.
That's terrible.
It's like, what's the point of this game? Like, I had to just, like, literally exit
restart.
Out of it.
Yeah.
But it didn't restart. When I went back in, I was back into that fiery room.
Oh, no.
I was like,
That's a bad example of
autosave. What am I supposed to
do?
Like, walk through fire? I don't understand. Anyway, so maybe I'll try that game again sometime.
Yeah, maybe. Now that you have the...
But yeah, this is Goosebumps Live, I think. So it's on Streets of America. I think it's going to be kind of like a funhouse freak show type thing, you know?
Is it meant to be scary?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think it's
going
to be like magicians and stuff like that. Which brings me to another thing. I want to go to the Coney Island freak show.
I would like to do that as well.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Now, Goosebumps also had a TV show.
Yeah, I think I watched it a few times.
And it played...
Wasn't animated, right?
No. And I think there was one where Moonlight Sonata played.
That's creepy.
And it was terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrified me from that song.
I would definitely be scared of that. All right, so let's go with the Goosebumps, what did I call it?
Don't know. Goosebumps Live.
Horrorland Fright Show. It was from 97 to 98. We're watching 98. Ooh. Ooh, I like this music. Oh, I think this was in the show.
Yes.
Yeah, it brings me back.
Oh, I remember that Amazo. And these are covers from books.
Yeah.
I remember these.
Oh, yeah, I do remember these.
Not that one on
those
the far right,
though.
Those
are good fucking books. Oh, my God, it's Rorschach.
Not quite, but...
It is.
Rorschach has a Rorschach face.
Yeah, but besides that, he has the
this guy
suit.
Just has a black
Everything.
Nylon mask.
Is that the Goosebumps guy?
That must be R.L. Stein.
That's the host, remember?
Yep. Oh, I don't.
Oh, there's the dummy.
Yep.
Sloppo? What was his name? Sloppy?
I don't know what his name was. Is that fucking...
What is it? Slippy?
Slappy?
Slappy.
Shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
The Goosebumps Horrorland Fright Show.
Curly was the skeleton.
I wonder if this is...
on our stage.
Why would they put this in MGM? MGM.
The Wizard of
Wonder.
It seems like a Universal type thing.
The Man of Trickery. Okay, we get the point. Amazo, the magician.
Amazo, woo!
Yay, Amazo.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
And welcome to the illustrious Goosebumps Sideshow of magic and mayhem.
Mayhem.
Right
That's
before
me.
Your very eyes, you will see some
Curly.
Amazing wonders,
skeleton,
some startling sights, and some huge feats.
Oh.
Oh, huge. Yay!
Clap, folks.
Speaking of huge feats, by the way, my gosh, sir, what size are those, 27? I guess walking is a good trick for you. Thank you. I'm here all week.
You better start
terrifying
the shit out of me.
The cast members making people sit down, or is that their dad?
No, that was a cast member.
What the fuck?
Please join me in welcoming to the stage this afternoon.
Be awesome if they did that now.
Volunteers.
Yeah. Oh, there's no one up there. Oh, there they are.
Pre-selected.
You can step right over here for me, and you can stand
right over here.
What a couple of little cutie pies you are. Hello, what's your name? Brandon, nice to meet you. Thanks for being here on my show. And Brandon, tell this lovely audience where you're from.
I don't know.
From Alabama. Wonderful. Thanks
wonderful.
For being with us
don't
today.
Touch my desk.
And what's your name? Hi, Stacy. Nice to meet you. And Stacy, where might you be from?
Alabama.
All the way from Scotland.
Scotland? Oh. God damn.
So they're not related.
Oh, I thought they were brother and sister.
Are you a big fan of Goosebumps over there in Scotland?
Yes. I don't know what
nope.
it is.
Do you have a favorite Goosebumps character? Might I suggest myself? That would be lovely. Hey, that's it. One more time for these two brave volunteers,
that's
ladies
it.
And gentlemen.
Get off the stage.
Dessert. Now step in a little closer, kids, because it's time for the fun
now
stuff.
Now kiss.
We're going to set you on fire.
The opposite way. I was making
one of my managers in the Far East. That's right. It was given to me by my mentor, the very great Oriental magician, Fu Ling Yu.
He was Oriental.
I like that he was Oriental.
I know, that was my favorite part.
Now,
he wasn't Asian, he was Oriental.
A razor sharp blade.
Oh.
Material, if you don't mind my saying. Very, very sharp. Extremely dangerous. So please be careful.
He's waving it in their face.
Notice also the two corresponding openings here in the front of the cabin. Now,
that was so funny.
Through these two openings here.
Very dangerous.
The razor sharp edge of the blade would surely be severed.
She's
as you can see,
she's terrified.
In half, just like that.
Oh, that was great.
Right, very carefully for me, Brandon.
Put
you
your arm in.
Here, take this hand and place it right through this opening as far as
you can.
Wow,
that kid's brave.
Don't move, son.
This one goes horribly wrong.
Jennifer, this hand goes here.
Start bleeding.
Right through there, perfect.
Start
lovely.
Down.
Here we go, parents. On three, you'll be amazed. On each, you'll be astounded. Kids, I guarantee the two of you will be completely stumped. Here we go.
I like
one,
these puns.
Two. Three days ago, I was performing this trick, and would you believe, nearly did cut the kids' hands
someone
off.
Someone shut the fucking kid up.
I really did cut their hands off
yikes.
By mistake.
Frightening thought there, isn't it, Susan?
Susan? That's not her
I?
Name.
Oh, right. One. Two. Three. Oh, I can't bear that look.
I can't bear that look.
Hey. Wait a minute, it seems to have actually worked this time. Well, I must remember to give myself a raise.
It had holes in it.
Thank
I don't
you.
Understand.
But you're applauding on me. Allow me
what
to show
you
just what's happened here. Kids, don't
that he just
right
showed them
are,
how to do the magic
trick?
It's supposed to have.
Very carefully, very, very slowly.
That's where the hands are supposed to end up.
Up in the air, so the audience can see the
what happens is the metal bends
right
up.
Through, leaving you
I know.
Take out your hands and give these kids one more round of applause for being so courageous. Fantastic work, kids. I'll be right back. Wait right there. Don't go off anywhere now. Don't come off. Getting rid of this. Enough of the small stuff. Time for the moment you've all been waiting for. That's right. It
fire.
Is time. For our supreme
yeah, set them on fire.
Illusion.
That was a nice echo
I
effect.
I like that.
This way, hurry, quickly, over here. We don't want to get put over by the supreme illusion, now, do we?
Quickly.
Now, wait right here. I'll be right with you. Allow me to introduce the Goosebumps Squeezer.
Look at the scenery
teaser.
In the background. That's really cool.
Not a terribly frightening name for this, and that's why I prefer to call it Honey, I Crush the Kids.
Honey, I Crush the Kids.
Why isn't this scary?
That's awesome. Oh,
my,
God, there's pins.
Pretty cool, huh? And believe me, after this drink, you won't need any of the height requirements for the attraction to the clock. Just making a
any height requirements.
Well, actually, you know, I suppose I'll be making two tiny jokes.
Sometimes he's funny. He's gonna kill them with the pins. Why do they just do it? I wouldn't go in there.
You have to do what you're told.
I don't.
He's an adult.
Because it's about to be a small world after all. Oh, parents, one word of caution before I forget. Please do not try this on your own kids at home. Follow my example and use somebody else's children.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And now for the magic word.
His cape is insane.
Did he say donuts?
Ew. Having trouble squishing
them. They're screaming.
Are they really? No, that's recorded. Oh. Save yourself. Calling her a different name.
Hey, who's working your hand? You look almost lifelike.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, Slappy, what are you doing here?
Slappy.
What did you
He's
do
so scary.
Kids?
What did I do to them? What did you do to them?
Why does
you
he sound weird?
Because he's supposed to sound like a gangster.
I'll give you $100, folks.
This sounds like
Which
Stitch.
Which one is the dummy?
He's a dummy.
Slappy, this is serious. We're
Slappy
kids.
Idiot.
It's just a trick. The principal's action.
Head's huge.
Lost.
I know a good trick, yeah. Amazing.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Leave
but...
your wand and make yourself disappear. I have work to do.
That
here.
Would be a good
hey,
trick.
Wait a minute. What do you think you're doing?
I am going to make all these people my slaves.
What? Oh, no, you're not. Stop right there, Commodore.
What?
Slaves?
Slaves?
I'm in charge here.
Can't do that.
Go away. Disappear.
Anymore.
Disappear!
Disappear! Disappear!
Mouse the shut up.
Yep.
The game.
What
just
the fuck is that thing?
Your master of scaramones.
Oh, it's the curly.
It's curly, yeah.
The skeleton.
Aside, Amazo. This is my show.
That's
now.
Scary.
No, it's not. Are you right?
I'm
hurry,
scared.
Hurry, see the Goosebumps creatures live in your face.
What creatures?
And through your bones.
Are we going to see all the posts?
I don't think we'll see all of them, but...
The mummy?
I'm excited to see the executioner.
Yeah.
That's right, boys and ghouls.
Ghouls.
This is the greatest gathering of monstrosities. Not to mention monsters.
Oh.
Together in one spine-tingling show.
Uh-oh, we're at part two. Oh, why'd you stop?
I probably could have just pressed play, but...
Yeah, I would.
I've got
like
the other one
that.
Queued up,
oh, okay.
So...
okay. All right. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool.
Introducing... From the deepest reaches of the ventriloquist trunk, a wise guy who
Slappy's
never needs
going
a hand,
after him.
Originally from the rainforest, specifically an old sequoia.
Oh, what are we gonna
and
see?
Today, proud to be
is a tree?
Free for seven
yeah,
years
he's made out of wood.
Please
Woody.
Welcome a dummy that is no dummy, Slappy.
Slappy's already out there. Why are you introducing
call
him?
That an introduction? I'll introduce you to the boneyard.
Oh.
Cool it!
Cool
I've got to get those kids back! I don't think so.
No, you don't.
I'm in charge here.
Nobody needs
those
them.
Those kids are gone!
Why don't you both disappear?
Kid?
It's my show.
Disappear,
now.
Disappear.
It's not your show!
You look like you'll be a good slave. It's time to practice how to tremble in fear.
Why does he want kids slaves?
He wants everyone to be a slave.
They won't do anything. Before you waste them,
you gotta
we
train
have
me.
To work together to turn this into a proper burial for these fools.
Oh, bye.
Never.
You want slaves and you just want to kill them?
Let's see, what was that spell? Yes. Karu, Kara, Kari.
Karu, Kara, Kari.
Karu, Kara, Kari.
something happened.
Uh-oh. Here comes the mummy.
Oh, shit.
Gross. Not gross. To sound too British, but...
Smells terrible now.
Mummy? Ew.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is it a girl?
Is proud looks like to it. Present this very special guest.
It's not a very chesty girl, if it is.
No, she can barely walk. She has sneakies on. She's going after Slappy. Oh, no.
Nope, that's Amazo.
Where'd Slappy go?
He's back!
He's back!
Now comes Prince Koru!
Koru?
You can only have one monster on the stage at a time.
I guess so.
Or should I call you the mummy formerly known as Prince? Before you wrap up things in the crowd, I have a special trick I'd like to perform. But I need a volunteer. Someone willing to be a human sacrifice.
I would.
Someone willing to give their life for the sake of a cool magic trick.
I would.
Someone like...
Pick me.
Slappy.
From now on, I'm sticking with card tricks. Get you.
Sticking with card tricks.
I'm sure we can talk about this. Get away from me!
He's throwing cards at them.
Now you gotta kiss me. Hello?
Oh, the mummy's got him.
Wait, please. What are you doing?
Oh, he's putting him in the cage.
This skinny mummy just shoved this guy.
He's making barely walk.
Now, with a little magic monster blood.
What?
Some blood. Evil thoughts from everyone in our crowd.
Evil thoughts.
Where the hell did he get blood?
Probably from the mummy. It said it was monster blood.
Big boom.
I think we might have ourselves a cute little hamster.
Aww.
It's probably going to be the scary hamster.
Oh, no. It's a big, giant hamster?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck.
Is Amazo in there?
Oh, I don't like it. It's really scary.
Well,
I don't like it.
Would you
it's
look
so big.
At that, my three.
What? My three sons?
Yeah.
Is that like a show reference?
Yeah.
Horrorland is
oh, he's humping the poster.
He likes himself.
Holy Jesus.
Hamster known to man. His blood type is M, or monster blood, of course. And his gross breath will turn you green.
His what now will turn you green?
I don't know.
The hamster that got too big. Cuddles! Oh, I don't like Cuddles' voice.
Terrible twos.
Aww.
Well, these three guys are just terrible all the time. Enjoy the show, because it will surely be your last.
What are they going to do now?
Just think of it as your own personal pay-per-chew event.
Pay-per-chew.
Like the puns. Oh, it's such a scary hamster. I don't like it.
What was that?
Uh-oh, it's midnight or something. Oh, it's 2 o'clock.
It is time to begin. Hey!
It is time.
The show has begun.
Who said that?
I'm the butler here, and I say when the show begins.
Is that Curly talking? Yep.
No, no, no. That's the executioner.
Yeah, I know that. It's death or whatever.
Your worst nightmare.
Ooh.
Straight from the Terror Tower.
The what?
X something?
The Executioner.
Oh. Oh my god. He looks like a...
Look at the little kids are there.
He looks like Hunchback of Notre Dame.
They're goblins.
Aww. That's cute.
And I bet that's Amazo.
Yes.
Who's that with him? What kind of monsters are they? They're haunting.
They're what?
They're haunting.
They scared everyone away. Oh god, I'd be so scared if I were them. I'd be, oh my god. I'd be hiding. Oh my god, I don't like a hamster. The kid's like, what the fuck, I can't see. The little kid scared them away.
This mask is giant.
Oh, oh, the kid's leaving.
He's like, I'm out of here. Bye.
Yay.
Someone keep an eye on these
kids. Yeah, those kids are like trying to leave. What the fuck? Why does he have heads?
Because he's the executioner.
Oh. Yay.
Thank you so much for your help. Believe me, I could never have done it without the two of you, that's for sure. Hey, and thanks to all of you for joining us for the Goosebumps Horrorland.
That was cute.
So long and have a wonderful afternoon here.
Yeah, it was,
the MGM Studios. And don't forget about our Hall of Viewers base right next door. See you later.
It's what? What can you see next door? Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Mazo was really good.
The Hall of Pain.
Hall of Pain. Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. I want to see that. Did you like that?
I actually rather enjoyed it, yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's better than I thought it was going to be, which is generally the case.
Yeah, I used to love Goosebumps. So.
Yep, brought back a lot of...
But that guy was very entertaining.
Nostalgia, a lot of memories.
I like people who are on and not, you know, just doing the...
Yeah, he was quick, very quick-witted.
Yeah.
He definitely wasn't following a script.
No, he was very good. Yeah, so I liked all those shows. I wish they were back. Guess who's back? Back again.
Yes.
Any of the ones you didn't like?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one.
You didn't like it?
It just wasn't anything. It was just they came out. Did they cut a lot? Is that why we didn't?
No, that's just they just do a quick dance, introduce themselves, and then
yeah,
they
didn't
do
like that.
It's just their meet and greet. It's not a show.
Yeah, but I mean, you saw what they did for the meet and greet intro to Ace Ventura.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I liked that. Did you like that even though you don't like the movie?
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh. I liked it a lot.
It was pretty entertaining. I would have liked to have seen it in person.
Yeah. I suggest everyone go watch these videos because it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Pretty, pretty cool.
So you can go like Mulch, Sweat, and Shears on Facebook.
Yeah, right on our Facebook page there.
We'll go find and see if they're doing any other shows maybe in the area. It'd be pretty cool to go see them. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. You can call us if you want, 857-293-1442. You can buy a shirt from us. A lot of people are buying our shirts.
Yep. Don't miss out. Everyone else is
going
to have
They're
one,
going
so you
like
should
hotcakes.
Too.
People are loving the Nice Work Pal Soren Patrick shirt.
Yep, the whole neighborhood one.
Blew the whole neighborhood.
The Maelstrom one is making a little comeback.
Disappear, that came out in this one. And we're going to add a few more. We have a couple ideas to add.
Yeah,
but
one in the works.
One really random, unique one that I want to buy for myself. So
that the one we were discussing today?
Yes.
Okay.
That will happen. And we have another one, but not sure how it's going to be executed just
yet. That one might be difficult.
Yeah. So if anyone has any ideas for shirts, run them by us and we'll try to figure out what you want and we can just throw it up on TeePublic. But yeah, we've been doing pretty well. If you go to whatsdispodcast.com/shirts, you can go there and, you know, buy a shirt or watch the videos on there as well.
Yes.
All the videos will be up.
That's at whatsdispodcast.com/watch.
What else can they do? Oh, leave us a review.
Yep,
on iTunes. And email us.
Yeah, if you want to.
Does anyone email? Hello?
Lots of people email, but they don't email us.
I don't
us.
Even know our email.
It is... Which one? We have a lot.
Yeah. I have one for travel agency. It's jillian@aywvacations.com. If you want a free quote, you can email me or go to the website. There's a request form on there. And we're having a meetup September 29th, 30th, and October 1st with Mouse Rants Podcast. And if you want to get in on that, there's now AP rates available. There's not many rooms left. I've been checking every day. But if you want, you know, go the bare minimum or go to Caribbean Beach while it's under refurb, there's lots of rooms left. So just email me if you want to get some pricing on that. And if you want to just meet us down there, you have your own way for transportation or whatever, hotel. Just let us know if you're going to be meeting us up there and we'll send you out the schedule. So we got lots of shit planned and it's pretty, pretty good.
It's going to be one swell time.
I am very excited to get planning on that. I have to adjust my schedule because we are literally doing every attraction ever in Walt Disney World.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of planning, but a lot of fun. It makes us do the things that we've actually never done or rarely do.
Don't want to do usually.
I got to say, if Hall of Presidents opens, I'm probably not going to do it.
It's going to be open, and I'm going to do it, so.
You can do that. I'm not going to. Or I'll walk out, but we'll see how I feel. Maybe I'll just go in the museum part, take a picture, and say I did it. I do enjoy the guy, the cast member that was there last time. He was talking to us about, like, he was giving us actual facts about presidents and stuff. I really appreciated that.
Very knowledgeable.
I like when we find like an older person who is like retired and working there because they're knowledgeable about certain things. Like, you know, like the guy at...
that guy was like a teacher or something.
Same guy at the Columbia Harbor House that does the bell, the ringing of the bell. He's like...
He does it outside.
Veteran. Yeah. He knows a lot of shit. don't know, I'm very excited to drink and get shit going. We're going to see Sugar Ray and Everclear, too.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of
90s.
Fun. I wish it was Everlast.
Everlast? Who's Everlast? Isn't the boxing company?
No, he was in House of Pain.
House of Pain? What's that?
They sang...
Jump.
Jump around.
Jump, jump, everybody jump, jump.
He went out on his own and he sang What It's Like.
What It's Like? How does that go?
You know I'm not a very good singer.
I don't know that song, I don't think. Do I know that song?
I'm sure if you heard it, yeah, you would know it.
They only have like Boyz II Men. They don't really have any rappers. They have R&B, but barely.
Well, he's a white gentleman, so I wouldn't classify him as a rapper.
I thought House of Pain was a...
They played it on the rock radio stations around
here. Oh, really? Oh, maybe I do know it then. You know what they should have is Hootie and the Blowfish, but like not Darius Rucker or whatever.
That's Darius. Hootie.
Yeah, but I don't want just him as a countryman.
Then they would just have the Blowfish.
Just Hootie. I don't want to be like, I only need like two songs. Yeah. I forget the other song too, so just bring back the Hootie. You don't need the
Let Her Cry. I think that's the other one.
Let Her Cry. Yeah. I don't think I know that song.
Oh my gosh.
I probably do. I just don't know the name of it. Can you name the three Sugar Ray songs?
There's Fly.
Yeah.
Abracadabra.
Oh, what? What's that?
They did that
Abracadabra.
One. Yeah.
They didn't sing that.
They did. Well, they did a cover of it.
Oh, yeah, they did. I don't think they're going to play. I mean, they could
they
play
probably
that.
Will.
They only play like three or four songs usually, right?
They do about five.
Oh.
I think it's like a 25
minute
set.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because Christopher Cross was on there a while, and he did a lot of covers. We miss him by like one day. Fly. I mean, if they do Abracadabra, you get that one. You don't know the other one?
No, I guess not. Not a big Sugar Ray fan.
I know the Someday... And the Angel, Every Morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know that one, too.
Yeah, I like that song.
Mix 98.5.
It was on... All right, so this is like all the stuff that played in the heyday of summer of 95 or whatever when we went camping and stuff.
On
so
the pop stations.
We always
when
had
you
like,
went camping.
Yeah, when my family went camping. We always had like a portable radio and we'd always have like FNX or BCN on. So we'd always listen to the same alternative music
Sugar,
every day.
Sugar Ray was not on either one of those
yes,
stations.
Yes, they were. We listened to it all the time. So we listened to like every summer we would have each of us would pick a song of the summer. And I believe FNX was the one, or one of them, BCN or FNX, would pick the song of the summer at the end of the summer, the one that overplayed pretty much the whole summer. So each one of us would pick one that we heard so many times that we were like, this has to be the song of the summer. And then one of us would win.
You'd have a little contest there.
Yeah. Then you don't win anything, but
Nelly.
It was fun to win.
Nelly, he had the song of the summer there.
No, I didn't do the pop songs. I only did alternative songs. So it'd be like Lit was a big one, Offspring... Blink-182 was always Green Day. Those were always runners.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day.
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's what, I forget who else is playing. Will, some country music star is going to be there.
Will Smith, that's right.
Martin Willison or something. Mark Willis, Matt Willis, I don't know. One of those.
Don't listen to country music, so I don't know.
38 Special, I forget what they sing. I think they're going to be there.
The boys are back in town.
Is that them?
I think so.
It could be. I remember I was there for Hey There Delilah and I literally like left Epcot because I didn't want to hear that song.
No, I mean, I'm a big white...
fucking hate them.
I'm a big white fan.
I'm a big white people fan.
I'm a big fan of Plain White Teeth.
I hate them so much. Tiffany was all right when we were there. I never heard her before, actually. I feel like I'm the only one who's never heard of Tiffany before. Which is weird because I love Robin Sparkles so much and she's just basically Tiffany of Canada.
Oh, 38 Special did Hold On Loosely.
Hold on loosely, don't let go. If you squeeze too tightly, you're gonna lose control.
That's really all the ones I know.
I like that song. I don't know what days they're there though, so we might not be able to see them. We're only going to Epcot.
That is literally
3 nights, I think. So.
The only song I know by them.
It's tough to catch them, but they do 3 shows a night. So if anyone's looking to see Hanson or who else was going.
No one wants to see Hanson.
I forget who else was going to be there. Christopher Cross is a good one. The guy that always like starts it off, David Cook or something. Is that right? He's always there like the first weekend. I don't know why. He's like from American Idol or some shit like that. Or was that Chris Daughtry? I don't know. One of those fucking people that sucks. They added a few new ones. American Jukebox one?
A lot of new ones.
I forget.
Postmodern Jukebox.
Postmodern Jukebox.
You like them, and
they're really good. Like, I would listen to that live.
I don't know if they're really good.
That'd be so cool to see live.
You
doing covers.
So many of the songs because you're like, okay. Well, that one's not good. No, and then that's you're like, because well, that one's not good.
All right, you don't have to talk over me, but that was the original song that I didn't like. Like, if they played Hey There, Delilah, I wouldn't listen to it because I fucking hate that song. There's certain songs I will not listen to, even if it's a cover of a godforsaken fucking awful band, but that would be cool to see them live because it's like all covers, so people would know the songs, but they're different. They're like swing music, like 60s style, which I like. Not 60s,
nope,
20s.
Not, yep, definitely not 60s.
It could be 60s, but yeah, 20s. 20s, 30s, 10s, 1910s. Who else was going to be there? I forget.
I couldn't tell.
Like
I don't have a memory.
Toad and the Wet
Toad
Sprocket.
And the Wet Sprockets.
I don't know them. Do you know anything by them?
No, they were on BCN.
I don't. Maybe I have heard of them. I don't know.
BCN was the only radio station I listened to.
I listened to FNX a lot more than BCN, but once they went off the air, I had to listen to BCN, and then they went off the air, and now it's fucking nothing. There's no alternative stations. It's just like the river or whatever shit. That's why I don't listen to the radio anymore. I just listen to podcasts like Dish.
Well, not, tuning like, in. Not like this one.
Not
but
this. I wouldn't be listening to this anymore if anyone's still on here with us.
Oh, Toad the Wet Sprocket's coming to Boston.
Oh, hey, let's go catch them. You know who I want to see is Big D and the Kids Table here.
I like Big
them.
D.
I do too. And they only do like $20 shows. We should just go to one of them. But there's no like the Avalon's gone. The Access is gone. Like all the good.
The Salem.
TT and the Bears is gone.
The Salem Elks Lodge is gone.
Did they ever go there?
I don't know if they ever went there. But that's where I saw some punk rock shows.
Yeah. I'd love to go see Big D though. We should do that. Who else is going to be on that? I should have brought up the list, I guess.
Yeah. Maybe next time.
Think. Yeah. Maybe we'll go over it next time and play some tunes.
Yeah.
Toonsies. So next week we'll do some 4th of July shiznit. So if anyone has any suggestions on 4th of July, I assume it'll just be a parade and fireworks.
Parade and the fireworks.
Not sure. Oh, Voices of Liberty also do.
What's that?
You can watch them. They are in the American Adventure. They do the show pre-show to the American Adventure show.
Do they
show.
Sing the...
America the Beautiful?
No, the Eagles' Wings, Golden...
The Misfits?
Golden Dreams.
We go
no, no.
Where Eagles Dare.
Not that one.
I ain't no god. Imagine if they sang that. I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch.
Well, that'd be awesome.
That'd be so great. I should pay them to do that.
That's my goddamn theme song.
I'd give them like $50. Like, you know the Misfits?
Everyone knows the Misfits.
Just that one song, though. Just play that. Or they could play the American Jesus. That has something to do with America.
Yeah. Who sings that?
Oh, fucker. Bad Religion.
Oh, right? Yeah. I think
so. Okay, that's enough of that.
All right,
signing off. We'll do some shitty American song or whatever after this. Maybe
no,
I'll play American
week,
Jesus.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but I have to end this show with a song.
Yeah, we'll think of a different song.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, me too.
How do I sign off in American?
Bye.
Saludos, amigos.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, bye, guys.